Chapter 6. Physical Requirements. Driving safely is not always easy. In fact, it is one of the most complex things that people do. It also is one of the few things we do regularly that can injure and kill us. It is worth the effort to be a careful driver. Being a safe driver takes a lot of skill and judgment. This task is even more difficult when you are just learning to drive. Driving can easily take all the ability you have. Your ability to be a safe driver depends on being able to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving while on drugs, being generally healthy, and being emotionally fit to drive. In other words, it means being in shape to drive safely. Vision, hearing, and fatigue. Vision. Good vision is a must for safe driving. You drive based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and road conditions, spotting potential trouble, and reacting in a timely manner. Vision is so important that Montana requires that you pass a vision test before you get a driver license. This test measures that you have at least 20/40 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. Because it is so important for safe driving to see well, you should have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. You may never know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when you drive, even if it is only to run down to the corner. If your driver license says you must wear corrective lenses and you are not and you happen to be stopped, you could get a ticket. Try to keep an extra pair of glasses in your vehicle. Then if your regular glasses were to break or be lost, you can drive safely. This also can be helpful if you do not wear glasses all the time. It is easy to misplace them. Avoid using dark glasses or tinted contact lenses at night, even if it helps with glare. The problem is that they cut too much light, light that you need in order to see clearly. Other important aspects of vision are side vision. You need to see out the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, you also must use your side mirrors and glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distances or speeds very well. In fact, you are not alone. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to be able to judge both. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles and judging safe gaps when merging, and when passing on two-lane roads. Night vision. Many people who can see clearly in the daytime have trouble seeing at night. All people have more trouble seeing at night than in the daytime. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary, and when you do, be very careful. Hearing. Hearing can be helpful to safe driving. The sound of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems, like bad eyesight, can come on so slowly that you do not notice it. Drivers who know they are deaf or have hearing problems can adjust and be safe drivers. They learn to rely more on their vision and stay alert. Studies have shown that the driving records of hearing-impaired drivers are just as good as those drivers with good hearing. Fatigue. When you are tired, you cannot drive as safely as when you are rested. You do not see as well and you are not as alert as when you are rested. It takes you more time to make decisions and you do not always make good decisions. You can be more irritable and can get upset more easily. Lastly, when you are tired, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash. Here are tips to help prevent you from getting tired on a long trip. Try to get a normal night's sleep before you leave. Do not leave on a trip if you are already tired. Plan your trips so you can leave when you are rested. Eat lightly. Do not eat a large meal before you leave. Some people get sleepy after they eat a big meal. Take breaks. Stop every 2 hours or so, or when you need to. Walk around. Get some fresh air, and have some coffee, soda, or juice. The few minutes spent on a rest break can save your life. Plan for plenty of time to complete your trip safely. Try not to drive late at night when you are normally asleep. Your body thinks it is time to go to sleep and will try to do so. Never drive if you are sleepy. It is better to stop and sleep for a few hours than to take a chance you will stay awake. If possible, switch off with another driver and you can sleep while they drive. Drinking and driving. Alcohol is involved in approximately 40% of fatal crashes. Alcohol consumption, even small amounts, increases your chances of being in a crash. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if you have been driving for many years. New drivers are more affected by alcohol than experienced drivers because new drivers are still learning to drive. Because drinking alcohol and then driving is dangerous, the penalties are very tough. People who drive after drinking risk getting heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of license, and even jail sentences. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? Alcohol reduces all of the important skills you need to drive safely. Alcohol can be absorbed through the walls of the stomach and can affect your brain within 1 minute. In your brain, alcohol affects those areas that control judgment and skill. This is one reason why drinking alcohol is so dangerous. It affects your judgment. Good judgment is important to driving. But in this case, judgment helps you to know when to stop drinking. In a way, it's like alcohol puts good judgment on hold. You do not know when you have had too much to drink until it is too late. It is a little like a sunburn. By the time you feel it, it is already too late. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and your skill decreases. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles. Finally, you will have trouble controlling your vehicle. If you drink, when can you drive? The best answer is, if you drink alcohol, do not drive. Even one alcoholic beverage can affect your driving. Many factors play a part in determining how impaired a person will become when consuming alcohol. The amount consumed, how fast it is consumed, a person's body weight, food intake, and a person's general health. The average person's body will process one alcoholic drink in 1 hour. Alcohol can still accumulate in your body even if you are drinking at a rate of one drink per hour. One alcoholic drink is 1 to 1/2 ounce of 80 proof liquor, one shot glass, straight or with a mixer, 12 ounces of commercial beer, a regular size can, bottle, mug or glass, or a 5-ounce glass of wine. Microbrews and craft beers often contain more alcohol than a 12-ounce commercial beer. Specialty drinks can have more alcohol in them and are the same as having several normal drinks. There are ways of dealing with social drinking situations. Arrange to go with two or more people and agree that one of you will not drink alcohol. You can rotate among the group being a designated driver. If available, you might take public transportation or a cab. Alcohol and the law. You are not allowed to buy or consume alcohol unless you are 21 years of age or older. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. You can be arrested for driving with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.08% or more, or while driving under the influence. BAC is the percentage of alcohol in your blood, and is usually determined by a breath, blood, or urine test. The BAC for a driver under 21 years of age is 0.02. If a police officer asks you to take a test, you must do so. You can lose your driver license if you refuse to take a BAC test. If you are found guilty of an alcohol violation and it is your first conviction, you will be fined from $300 to $1,000, plus court charges. You could be sentenced to 1 to 60 days in jail, and your license will be suspended for 6 months. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are much worse. Open containers. Montana law also prohibits the possession of an open alcoholic beverage container by a person in a motor vehicle. Open alcoholic beverage containers, including bottles, cans, jars, or other receptacles containing any amount of an alcoholic beverage, must be kept in a locked glove compartment or storage compartment, in a trunk, luggage compartment, truck bed or cargo compartment, or behind the last upright seat or within a closed container kept in an area not normally occupied by the driver or passenger of any motor vehicle that is not equipped with a trunk. There are exceptions within the law for Containers with an unbroken seal and none of the original contents removed. Open containers stored within the living quarters of a camper, travel trailer or motor home. And passengers transported by a hired driver within a bus, taxi, or limousine. But remember, it is an offense to unlawfully possess an open alcoholic beverage container within the passenger area of a motor vehicle on a highway. Report a drunk driver. In December 1981, the governor, the attorney general, and officials from the Montana Highway Traffic Safety Division, the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Division, and the Montana Highway Patrol inaugurated the Report a Drunk Driver program. Nationally, over 23,000 deaths occur yearly as a direct result of a drinking or drunk driver. In Montana, 50% of all traffic fatalities are alcohol-related, and over 2,100 injuries are the result of a drinking or drunk driver. The problem is immense, and the Report a Drunk Driver program is designated to help rid the road and highways of your number one killer. The program is very simple. All it requires is everyone's concern and a phone call. All citizens who suspect a person of driving while intoxicated are asked to call their local law enforcement agency or the Montana Highway Patrol and give a description of the vehicle and the direction in which the suspected vehicle is traveling. You do not have to give your name. Law enforcement personnel will attempt to make contact with the suspect vehicle, and if probable cause can be determined, a stop and possible arrest will be made. The program works. Current statistics show that law enforcement officials are able to make contact with 37% of those suspected of driving under the influence, and of those contacted, 71% are being arrested for drunk driving. Two drinking drivers are being arrested each day in Montana as a direct result of this program. If you see someone you suspect of driving while intoxicated, or need to report an accident, you may call toll-free 1-800-525-5555. Other drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other drugs that can affect a person's ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol, or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs or even many of the drugs you can buy without a prescription. Drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever or other allergies, or to calm nerves can make a person drowsy and affect their driving. Pep pills, uppers, and diet pills can make a driver feel more alert for a short time. Later, however, they can cause a person to be nervous, dizzy, and unable to concentrate, and they can affect your vision. Other prescription drugs, including medical marijuana, can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. If you are driving, check the label for warnings about its effects before you take a drug. Drug warnings about operating heavy machinery mean do not drive your car or truck. If you are not sure if it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Never drink alcohol while you are taking other drugs. The drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional side effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver, but the effects could cause serious health problems, even death. Illegal drugs are not good for your health and affect your ability to be a safe driver. For example, studies have shown that people who use marijuana, even with a prescription, make more mistakes, have slower reflexes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. Health. Many health problems can affect your driving: a bad cold, infection, or a virus. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. You should decide each time you drive if you are physically able or mentally capable to drive safely. Some health conditions can be very dangerous. Epilepsy. A person suffering from epilepsy needs a physician to attest in writing that the person's condition has stabilized and would not likely interfere with a person's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Diabetes. Diabetics who take insulin should not drive when there is any chance of going into shock. Such a situation could result from skipping a meal or snack, or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. It also might be a good idea to have someone else drive during times when your doctor is adjusting your insulin dosage. If you have diabetes, you also should have your eyes checked regularly for possible night blindness and other vision problems. Heart condition. People with heart diseases, high blood pressure, or circulation problems may be in danger of a blackout, fainting, or a heart attack. And, if the condition is untreated, should not drive a motor vehicle. If a doctor is treating you for a heart condition, ask if the condition could affect your driving safely. Emotions. Stress can lessen your concentration on the driving task, and emotions can have a great effect on your driving safely. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or just down. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried or down about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some find listening to the radio helps. If you are impatient, give yourself extra time for your driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you may not tend to speed or do other things that can get you a traffic ticket or cause an accident. Senior drivers. Most older drivers enjoy the use of their cars and they handle them with skill. There is no reason why they should not continue to drive as long as they are in good health and keep up to date with traffic laws. Unfortunately, the passing years take their toll on the best of us, and sometimes they do it so gradually that we are not aware of the change. Deterioration of vision, hearing, and reaction time develops almost unnoticed until we find ourselves faced with an emergency that we are no longer equipped to handle. The result is an accident that the driver could easily have averted a few years, or even months, earlier. This is one of the reasons that the accident rate of drivers 65 and over, in terms of miles traveled, is exceeded only by the rate of drivers under 24 years old. Frequently reported errors made by older drivers include inattention, failure to drive in the proper lane, failure to signal or to observe stop signs and signals, and unreasonably slow driving on busy highways. Considerations for senior citizens. Drivers over 65 should recognize it is necessary to exercise constant care to ensure their own safety and that of others on our streets and roads. Traffic conditions today demand more of every driver than they did 10 or 20 years ago. These are the problems that face an older driver in today's traffic. As age increases, hearing and eyesight are less keen. Judgment is slower. It takes longer to recognize traffic situations and to make the necessary decisions. Physical dexterity is weakened. Older people don't have the same ability to act with speed and decisiveness in an emergency. Older drivers are more susceptible to injury and death. What would have been a minor accident some years ago could mean injury or death now. The older driver is apt to forget that the volume of traffic is increasing all the time and that new rules and regulations are being continually introduced. To address these age-related issues, please consider the following points. They are all intended to make your driving safer for you and your family. Get your doctor's advice about your driving. If your doctor advises you to avoid heavy or fast traffic or night driving, follow that advice. There are forms on www.dojmt.gov/driving to help medical professionals assess your physical ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. See 32-1800 recommendation for re-exam, 20-1900 driver medical evaluation, and 22-1801 report of eye examination. Keep yourself fit and well. Drive only when you feel up to it. Don't drive after taking medications unless your doctor says it's safe to do so. Be alert at the wheel. Try to anticipate any sudden or unsafe actions by other drivers, pedestrians, or children. Keep up to date on traffic laws and rules of safe driving. Plan every trip, short or long, before you set out. Avoid heavily traveled or high-speed routes. Stay away from routes or zones that bother you. Don't obstruct faster-moving traffic by unreasonably slow driving. If you are impeding traffic behind you, pull off the road and allow it to pass. Better still, choose another route or a less busy time of day or week. Keep your car and its equipment in safe condition. Take your car in for regular checkups. Keep your windshield, headlights, and your glasses clean. Dirt on any of these surfaces interferes with your driving vision, especially at night. Wear your seatbelt on every drive. Here's a chance to check your own driving skills. These are common causes of trouble among older drivers. If two or three of the points apply to you, you should take the necessary steps to correct them. 1. Do you need 2 or 3 tries when parallel parking? 2. Have you had difficulty in distinguishing between objects, such as a hydrant and a small child, when driving at night? 3. Does the glare from headlights of approaching cars cause prolonged discomfort to your eyes at night? 4. Do you have trouble maintaining the pace of other cars, or do they seem to be passing you all the time? 5. Does it take you a long time to get going again after the light has turned green? 6. Are you getting an increasing number of minor scrapes, such as from your garage door, and dents on your car? 7. Are you missing stop signs, important highway signs, and other traffic indicators? 8. Do you find yourself becoming confused when unexpected or unfamiliar things happen while you're driving? 9. Do you have trouble making out objects that are a few feet away and those that are many yards away? 10. When a car is approaching you on the road, do you have trouble judging how far away it is at a given moment? 11. When you are looking straight ahead in the driver's seat, do you have difficulty seeing the sides of the road? How many of these questions can you honestly answer with a no? For your own protection and that of others, please consider your driving abilities if you have had trouble with any of them. Giving up driving. Choosing to give up your privilege to drive is a difficult decision. There are many factors to consider when deciding whether to continue driving, such as no longer being comfortable at the wheel, feeling that driving is becoming too risky, concerns that your health or medications are adversely affecting your driving, having a close call or serious crash, and worries about getting lost. Your decision is important because it not only involves your independence, but also your safety and the safety of others on the road. Drivers who think they are no longer able to safely drive can turn their licenses into any driver exam station. If you turn in your license before it's eligible for renewal, more than 6 months before it expires, you can receive an identification card at no charge. If you give up your license during the renewal eligibility period, 6 months before expiration, the standard ID card fee will apply. If you have concerns about a driver's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle, visit the form's website on www.dojmt.gov/driving for Form 32-1800 recommendation for re-exam.